This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Me, Mitch, and Finley, and Derek, and Kerwin, we're all in the tent. The people in the chat got a chill, man. People said it looks like I'm in a war-torn country behind me because I got a ripped-down tent falling apart.
It's not ripped. They just opened it.
Yeah, it's open, and it's windy. It's beautiful out here.
Wish we had a convertible top on this thing and let the sun come through today.
Drop top. There's a number of things I want to talk about here. I do think there's been some confusion specific to Riley Patterson and why they're not doing anything yet. The NFL process used to be that there were a series of cuts. Like me, when you were playing, did they start at 90 and then go to 70 and then
No, it was 90. It was 80.
80 and then what?
Then they dropped to like 75, then they dropped again. It was like three cuts.
Right. There used to be a series of cuts.
Yeah.
And you'd have cuts maybe, and this was during four preseason games too, so it'd be like, all right, they play two, they cut a bunch of guys, then they play two more, they cut more guys, and then they make final roster cuts, right? They changed that process. Now the process is 90-man rosters. You let everybody stay on the team through the whole preseason, which makes it a lot easier for a lot of these guys not to play in the preseason. Keep that in mind. And then after the third final preseason game, roster cuts. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in turn, what is happening is there's a lot of teams carrying two kickers. The Jets, we were all just up there a couple weeks ago. The Jets right now are carrying two kickers. Mm-hmm. There's lots of teams around the NFL at this stage because you just want to let your kicker not have to do all the kicking. It's like they're just trying to protect their guy and not wear their legs out. And so look at the Jets roster. Greg Zuerlein's going to be their kicker. This young man, Austin Siebert, who looked really good when we were up there, he's going to be available when roster cuts come next week. So I think a big reason, and I understand the angst people feel about it, but I think the biggest reason Patterson is still on the roster, or at least isn't being pushed by somebody else, is because they know that the person they want to sign is on another roster, and this time next week will become available.
Totally.
So I just thought that might be kind of useful information.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, people
should know that.
Sure. This appears to be breaking news, and I'm going to need Jeff to explain it to me. I don't know where it was broken. The first person I saw it with, I guess it was Washington Business Journal, broke this. So anytime we're going to the Business Journal, it's really our cup of tea, right?
Mm-hmm.
The city.
Damn.
Got some big wind out here. The city, Washington, D.C., is paying over $500,000. To a company out of L.A. to study the feasibility of redeveloping the RFK site and undertaking an effort to relocate the Washington Commanders to the stadium site. $500,000 to some company to check everything out. The Business Journal tweet says, Mayor Muriel Bowser's administration has quietly hired a consultant to begin laying the foundation for how the district could build and finance a new stadium for the Washington Commanders. I read this as good news, B. Mm-hmm. Jeff, as the business insider for the program, tell me what's happening here.
They're trying to really push for the team to get back to D.C. And I know a lot of people are not going to like me for saying this, but I don't want it to happen. I wanted to stay in Maryland. Sorry.
That's, you starting to sound like somebody else.
One.
Leave it at that.
I'm very curious who that is. Yeah, Wes Moore? No. Jeff and Wes Moore are leading the Keep It in Maryland train.
Hell no, it's not Wes Moore.
Jamie Raskin. I think you're the only one. I think I've said my piece a million times. I think as Americans, we should want a dope-ass stadium in the capital of the country. Like, I think if you're from New Mexico, Maine, or Texas, that's how you should feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how cool were the Paris Olympics with that dope-ass stadium in Paris?
It was great.
Like, London has Wembley. Like, I think as a nation, this is what we should want. But
yeah, you should want at least the best of the
Jeff
best.
Jeff just said no.
You want the best of the best in the city, man.
I know my reasoning is very selfish, but I do not care.
What's your reasoning?
One, the commute from my house to the stadium is only 7 minutes.
All right, guys, we're done listening to you now.
Jeff,
let's move on to the next
hold
thing.
On, though, dude.
Your commute,
I know where you live now to
the stadium won't be far.
What would it be to RFK? It's not that much farther.
See, the thing is, then I got to worry about traffic around my house. Nah. See, at least where the stadium is at now,
just
all
for that
the stadium
reason,
is
going to be in
all
RFK,
the traffic
and I'm
gonna
putting
be
all
on
my
the
voodoo
other
on
side.
You right now.
Nah.
So I don't know where it's going to end up. I do think it's a two-horse race. As the two residents of Virginia, between Brian and Lamphill, do you think there's any chance Virginia's building a stadium?
I hope not.
No. Hell to the no.
Lamphill has been anti the whole time. Lamphill, were you in on the Caps whiz coming to Virginia idea? Did you like that?
Nope.
Okay. Lamphill's very clear that he doesn't want public money going to stadiums. And
I told you when that Virginia stuff came out then that wasn't working.
Bro, Alexandria is the Bermuda Triangle of proposed stadiums.
I told you that wasn't working.
Like, the fact that Jack Kent Cook had a press conference with the governor and the mayor of Alexandria on the same piece of land, like whatever that would have been 30 yeah. years prior, should have been a little heads up. And then that lady from Norfolk, man, whoo, don't mess with that lady. But I think it's Maryland or D.C. I think it's a two-horse race. Frankly, I think Maryland's probably in the driver's seat because the stadium's already there. You know what I mean? Like, it's all like being the incumbent helps a lot. And Westmore's been clear that they'll throw a lot of money at it. There's so many hurdles remaining for RFK. But the people I know and trust that wear suits and walk around Capitol Hill and have fancy business cards – they say November or December. Lame duck Congress is when this thing can happen. And the mm-hmm. fact that the city's spending some money with some consultant firm to check out the feasibility or whatever, I only can see that as good news.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the D.C. City Council doesn't have other stuff going on right now, B. They're a little busy over there, and they're still carving out time to talk about RFK. I see it as a positive.
I think so, too.
Okay. Except for Jeff, who just wants the stadium as close to his house as possible.
Yeah.
Is that accurate, Jeff?
Very accurate.
So, Jeff, you could sell this a little. I'm going to give you a little PR spin, bro. You grew up right by there. You know maybe people this has positively economically impacted. People are able to, you know, work on Sundays, get a little extra cash. Like, there's got to be – you need a better reason than, yo, it's close to my house.
Hell, he's rather at his house. What the hell he work at his house for? He's always somewhere else.
That's no better reason. You know, build it up, do some renovations. I like the space it's in. I just think if it goes into D.C., back to RV, it's going to be too cluttered. I really think it's going to be too cluttered.
I will say, is that 295 below New York Avenue until you get to RFK, like Minnesota Avenue, all that right there. That's a freaking parking lot at all hours.
Yes.
It doesn't
exactly.
make a difference, though. I don't think it necessarily makes, because I can tell you this. Going to RFK, say what you want to say. It was easier to go to RFK than it is to go to damn FedEx.
I agree.
Or Commanders. It's way easier to get in and out.
The difference with RFK is there's a lot of different routes you can
take. There
you go. I remember going with my parents as a kid, North Capitol to 8th Street to Benning Road, and kind of come around the backside. Like, there's a lot of different ways this can work, man. Whereas FedEx, it is – I mean, FedEx is you're taking the Beltway. Or unless you live where Jeff lives and you kind of come the back roads. But –